You are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
Good morning. Welcome to Meditations on Abba's Love. Today we are meditating from Zephaniah 3:17 in the New Living Translation and in the Message Translation. So let's begin. For the Lord your God has arrived to live among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with great gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will exult over you by singing a happy song. Let's take it one more time. For the Lord your God has arrived to live among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with great gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will exult over you by singing a happy song. Now let's personalize it as it applies to our lives. For the Lord my God lives in me. He is my mighty Savior. He rejoices over me with great gladness. With his love, he calms all my fears. He exults over me by singing a happy song. Let's do it one more time. For the Lord my God lives in me. He is my mighty Savior. He rejoices over me with great gladness. With his love, he calms all my fears. He exults over me by singing a happy song. And now let's do it one more time. For the Lord my God has arrived. For the Lord my God lives in me. He is my mighty Savior. He rejoices over me with great gladness. With his love, he calms all my fears. He exults over me by singing a happy song. So if you look at the first statement here, for the Lord my God lives in me. You know, that's one of the most beautiful things you should be aware of. You should have this consciousness every day. God lives in me. The mighty one lives in me. You know that song, Mighty Warrior, Great in Battle. The Almighty God, he lives in me. That's my Father. My Father is not far from me. It's not in some distant heaven that I cannot reach. He is in me. That means he has brought heaven into my heart. You know, scripture says the heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool, right? And that heaven that is his throne, where he lives, he has brought it into my heart. My Father lives in me. I'm aware. When problems arise, I'm like, hey, do you know who I am? I am the Son of the Living God. My Father lives in me. He is my mighty warrior. That means I win every battle. That means I never lose. That means I always live from the victory. I live from victory because my Father is my mighty warrior. Oh, there's nothing I can lose. There's nothing I should be afraid of. My Father is my mighty warrior. He rejoices over me with great gladness. He's not just glad over me, with great gladness. With great gladness. With great gladness. My Father rejoices over me. This is a good point to remind you that God is not angry with you. God is not angry about you. There is nothing about your life that gets him upset. Every picture of you brings rejoicing. He rejoices over you with great gladness. Great gladness. Great gladness. God is happy when he thinks about me. God is rejoicing every time he thinks about me. He rejoices over me with great gladness. I love the next part. It says, with his love, he calms all my fears. I need you to know, I am not anxious. There's no anxiety here. I'm not under any pressure whatsoever. I'm not agitating. I am calm. Because with his love, he calms all my fears. Is it the fear for how the money will come? My Father calms all my fears. Is it a fear for how will I get married? With his love, he calms all my fears. Is it a fear for, oh, how will I take care of my family? How will I feed my children, provide for them? With his love, he calms all my fears. Is it a fear of how will I be a good executive, a good manager, a good staff? How will I make profit for my business? With his love, he calms all my fears. Or is it the fear of with the way the economy is going globally? How am I going to survive? Or is it the fear of my children? Look at society. We're not sure what is right and what is wrong anymore. Everything is changing. How am I sure they will grow right? With his love, he calms all my fears. All my fears. All my fears. He calms all my fears. With his love, he calms all my fears. Oh, you're about to get worried. Stop. With his love, he calms all my fears. Thoughts are running through your mind. Tell them to stop. With his love, he calms all my fears. You having concerns? Tell those things to stop. With his love, he calms all my fears. He will exalt over you by singing a happy song. He exalts over me by singing a happy song. You know, we're used to singing to God. Melodies, praises, worship, you know, exalt his name forever. These things are lovely and we should do it every time. But we should also get used to knowing that our Father sings a happy song over us. We should allow him sing to us. Have you thought about what the voice of God will look like when he sings? We know when the angels sing, it's so melodious, the harmony. But this is the author of singing, the originator of music. This is God singing over me. He exalts over me by singing a happy song. So I could imagine God singing a soft song, a song like, you know I love you, my child. You know you're special to me. You know you mean more than these words to me. You know I love you, my child. I love you, I love you. I love you, my child. Wow. He exalts over me by singing a happy song. God is singing. God is chanting great melodies. Songs of rejoicing. God rejoices over me by singing a happy song. That means I step into my day with music everywhere, with songs of victory, with the confidence that yes, I'm the love child of a love God. My Father rejoices over me by singing a happy song. And now let's see what the Message translation says. Your God is present among you, a strong warrior, there to save you. Happy to have you back. He will calm you with his love and delight you with his songs. Now let's just personalize it. My God, my Father is present in me. He is my mighty warrior. He is my strong warrior there to save me. He is happy to have me. He calms me with his love and delights me with his songs. I think I like to say the last line. He calms me with his love and delights me with his songs. No matter the trouble, this is one thing I know and I'm sure of. Father, you calm me with your love and delight over me with your song. You calm me with your love and delight me with your song. He said, he calms me with his love and delights me with his songs. I am calm. I take my rest. No trouble here. My soul is like a still water. Nothing is troubling me. You calm me with your love and delight me with your songs. I take my rest. I'm at peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. It rests and abides in my heart, in my life, in my soul. You calm me with your love and delight me with your songs. Today, great joy for you. Your heart, you will hear a new song, melodies of praise. Have a delightful day. God bless you.
You've been listening to Sent Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. Stay loved, stay blessed.